Report: Oregon trans high jumper who came in last against boys win first place in girls competition. By Amy Furr on April 6, 2025. A transgender athlete reportedly nabbed first place during a girls' high school track meet on Wednesday in Portland, Oregon. The boy, who goes by Leah Rose, previously competed under the name Zachary, Fox News reported Friday. The outlet said he won while competing in the high jump at the Portland Interscholastic League varsity relays with a height of 4 feet, 8 inches, beating the second-place finisher by 2 inches. An image shows the athlete. The Fox article also noted that he performed poorly when he went up against other males a few years ago. According to Athletic.net, while competing against JV boys May 3, 2023, Zachary Rose finished 11th out of 11 competitors with a jump of 4 feet, 6 inches, the report stated. Video footage apparently shows the male athlete at the recent competition, per conservative David Medina. President at Real Donald Trump's Department of Education recently opened an investigation into Portland public schools and OSA for violating Title IX and promised to pull federal funding from states who continue to allow men in women's sports, Medina wrote in the caption. The news comes after President Donald Trump in February signed an executive order banning biological males from competing in sports meant for females, UPI reported. From now on, women's sports will be only for women. He said of the decree called the No Men in Women's Sports executive order during a ceremony with athletes in the East Room of the White House. Now, you're going to go out and win those events, Trump said as he handed out the pens to young athletes. Video footage shows young female athletes surrounding the president as he signed the order. When he finished affixing his signature to the document, the room erupted into applause and cheers. A female fencer identified as Stephanie Turner recently refused to go up against a so-called transgender opponent at the Cherry Blossom Open in Maryland, Breitbart News reported. When Turner learned that she would be facing off against transgender fencer Redmond Sullivan, she wanted her protest to be caught on video and decided to take a knee just before the match began, the article said. Turner later said, "I knew what I had to do because USA Fencing had not been listening to women's objections regarding its gender eligibility policy."